Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Each week, I have been bringing you amazing individuals from different walks of life who have been willing to share, be transparent, and help someone else who might be going through an unpleasant situation, some kind of change, or simply feeling vulnerable, especially now more than ever as we continue the throes of what I'll classify as many pandemics going around the world. Speaking specifically about the COVID pandemic, I want to give thanks and appreciation to those individuals who've been working on the front line, as well as working behind the scenes. They've been doing amazing things with and without the proper equipment and necessary supplies. So at this time, I would like to thank the following individuals and or groups of people and organizations. I'd like to thank the medical workers, the civil service employees, sanitation workers, the bank workers, pharmacy workers, mail carriers, first responders, journalists, factory workers, truck drivers, military personnel, grocery store workers, utility workers, delivery individuals, teachers, and teachers is a broad range because it also includes those parents, aunts, uncles, grands, and other individuals who have been taking the time to homeschool children in their household. Also, many thanks and much love and appreciation to restaurant workers, individuals making masks and other protective gear, and the many companies who are regrouping and making masks and other protective gear. Also to the gas station employees, caregivers, utility workers, as well as plumbers. And if I have left anyone off this list, please just send me an email, send me a message via my website, and I will gladly add you on the list. Not ignoring you, I'm trying to be inclusive, and sometimes I just forget, and you don't make it on the list. So my many apologies in advance. So thanks, much love and appreciation to all of you who've been working 24/7 to keep us safe. And while I'm on the topic of appreciation, I'd like to thank those of you who have been my loyal listeners. If this is your first time, know that you can connect via Apple Play, Google Play, or any Alexa-powered device. And know that you also can listen to the show live. I air every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Or you can listen on demand. Don't forget to click the like or subscribe button so that you won't miss any new episodes. Also, share this link with your friends, family members, coworkers, and even your frenemies. So thanks for listening, those of you from China, Russia, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Japan, the Ukraine, Finland, Mexico, the UK, Sweden, Israel, Ireland, Nigeria, Ecuador, Thailand, Brazil, Italy, Egypt, Colombia, and the United States, which also includes Puerto Rico. Thank you for continuing to be loyal listeners. I really appreciate it. And loyal listeners, and those of you listening for the first time, if you know someone who wants to be on air, or if you yourself have something that you would like to share with the listening audience, just send me a message and we'll make it happen. Today's special guest is none other than Kim Diddley. She's going to be sharing with us how to navigate the real estate environment in our new normal. A little bit about Kim. Kim is the owner of KD Realty and Financial Services, and this is a boutique agency that serves both commercial and residential real estate needs. Her business also educates families and business owners. She offers complimentary consultations, educational seminars, and financial strategy sessions. And because of her love in giving back to the community and being a resource to others, she is here with us today. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you for being with us today. Now, that's a short bio. Would you like to share some additional information with the listening audience?
Sure. As a realtor, I work with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Metro Brokers. And Metro Brokers is one of the largest real estate firms in the state of Georgia. We have 27 offices and over 2,500 agents. So I have a big network of agents and staff that I can work with to help my clients navigate when they're trying to buy or sell their homes. I'm also very active in the community. So for this year, I've been helping out the Touch Me Not, Inc. nonprofit, and I'm serving as their 2020 president. In addition, I like to stay involved in the real estate community, so I am also the vice president of professional development for the East Metro Board of Realtors. So I work with those two boards in the community and also, as I said, in the real estate market.
Awesome. That is a lot keeping you busy. And then on top of that, even though you are in Georgia, for the listening audience, I want to segue, even though you are in Georgia, based in Georgia, Kim is going to talk about real estate in general, especially for those first-time owners, but she'll be specific if things just apply to Georgia or where you can find out possibly where they might apply for those of you who are moving into Georgia. So, Kim, you have been really, really busy, but let's go back in time. Can you share, how did you get involved with the real estate business?
Well, I had worked in corporate America for probably over 20 years, and at that time, I was in the manufacturing industry and working in logistics, and the company was downsizing. So I decided to try something new. I was, looking into real estate. I always had a love for real estate. And I said, why not get my license and give it a try? And I did that probably the end of 2013, got my license in 2014, decided to sign on with Better Homes and Gardens because it was a larger firm and I was coming into a totally new industry and they had a lot to offer for their agents. So that's where I got started, and I've been happy there ever since. So that's a little bit how I got started with it.
Okay. All right. And do you specialize in the first time home buyer market?
Yes. A lot of people that I meet that are referred to me are first time home buyers. So I found myself working, pretty much with the first-time home buyer market.
Okay. Now, is there something that someone has to do to qualify for first-time home buyership? Go ahead.
I was going to say that for a first-time home buyer, either it's someone who has never owned a home before, or it could be someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 or more years. Can be considered a first-time home buyer, and they would be eligible to take advantage of some of the first-time home buyer loan programs that are offered in, their state.
Okay, all right. I guess I did not realize that there was that short of a gap period. I was thinking it was a longer gap period. So that's really interesting. So it doesn't matter why there was a gap period, but as long as it was at least 3 years, they can become a first-time. Okay. So when people approach you and you're doing an kind of like educational awareness, what's some of the information that you share with those individuals who don't even know what's involved in finding a home?
Mm-hmm. Probably the first thing I would share is to let them know, you know, a lot of people think, you know, that they can't qualify for a home, but they've never even tried. So I try to find out, like, who do they bank with? Is it a, you know, traditional bank? Is it a credit union? And then I suggest that they speak with their mortgage department to get a little more information as to, you know, what they need to qualify to be a homeowner. And also, people don't realize, you know, it's very important to file your taxes every year, because that is one of the things that the loan officer is going to need, is to look at their, you know, tax returns, at least for the last, you know, 2 years. And you want to, if you're self-employed, you want to make sure, you know, you have your records and everything in order. You're not commingling, you know, your personal finances with your business finances. So they can have a clear picture, you know, of your income. What are your expenses? Because the two most important things is going to be your income. How much do you make? And also, what debts do you have? Because a lot of loan programs is going to look at your debt-to-income ratio. So that's kind of, you know, two important things. So you want to be at least employed for 12 months or more. If you're self-employed, it's going to be at least 2 years or more.
Okay.
And then you want to have some type of savings.
Some type of savings. Now, do people have to worry about having a down payment, or should they try to have a certain percentage for a down payment?
Right. I would say they would definitely want to, you know, have some monies reserved, saved. So for that down payment, it could be, you know, zero if they're coming in with, you know, like a VA loan, a veteran's loan, or if it's a property that they want in a rural area, they may qualify for what they call a USDA loan. So those type loans may be zero down payment. But for a traditional FHA or a conventional loan, you're looking at anywhere between 3% and 5% of the home value. So if it's a, you know, $200,000 home, you know, you want to have at least, you know, $6,000 saved, you know, for your down payment.
Okay,
but there are other, yeah, costs involved too.
Okay. So you mentioned the terms FHA and conventional. And because we have some listeners who might not be familiar with those terms, can you kind of elaborate? What's the difference between FHA and what's conventional?
So for the FHA loans, they're more of a federal loan, or they're backed by, you know, our federal government. So those loans tend to be a little more lenient in that, you know, your credit score doesn't have to be as high as that for a conventional. So your credit score may be anywhere from 600 or above, and then your debt to income ratio, they may allot for a little more, like maybe 50% debt to income ratio. Whereas a conventional loan is for those who have a little higher credit score, so it may be 640 to 660 and above for the credit score. And for the down payment, maybe, you know, 3%, maybe a little lower, whereas FHA may be a little higher for your down payment.
Okay. And because we have some military personnel who are listening, who, you know, eventually going to transition to the state, what are some things they need to be aware of? Because they obviously are probably are not keeping up with if it's a buyer or a seller's market, or the types of homes that are being sold. manufacturing, roofing, licensing? What are just some things they need to be aware of?
I would say they would definitely want to know what their VA eligibility is. And they can find that out, you know, through their whatever military, I guess, like if they're Army or Navy or whatever, you know, their military status is.
That's kind of
what their VA is. And that's going to let them know, you know, how much home they can afford.
Okay.
Or they're eligible for. And also with homes, it's really just going to depend on, you know, what they're looking for. If they want a resale home, like a home that's already, you know, been lived in, there's, you know, quite a few of those homes out there. Or if they want new construction. So if it's new construction, it's going to depend, you know, where in the process the builder is. Like a lot of builders, you know, they may break ground and they might have like a pre-sale. On those pre-sales, you might have more buyer incentives. You know, you might be able to come in and the builder will be willing to do a little more, you know, to get those lots sold. So they may offer more incentives. Whereas if they started building the homes, you know, and they've probably already, you know, picked out the cabinets and the floors and all those type things.
Okay.
So you won't be able to choose, you don't have as many options. And then also, you know, the prices may go up a little higher.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So there's a lot, it seems, to being a first-time homeowner. And we have the internet now. When we come back from break, I want to share with the listening audience an experience that I personally had and how it varies from today. And then I'd like for you, Kim, to go into how things are being changed because we're in the COVID environment.
Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you do have questions, you'll hear it on the commercial, but sometimes people don't stay and listen to the commercials. They, you know, get up, get something to eat or drink. So here's the number if you want to call into the station and you have questions. 1-866-472-5795. If you're overseas, somewhere abroad, it's 001-480-398-1405. And we'll be back in a bit, everyone.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZON Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Tune in to the Tony D'Urso Show with key influencers for entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussions with some of the top stars in their fields. From business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, and literature, Tony's guests share their success and give their wisdom. If you're looking to manifest your vision and see how others have done so, be sure to listen to the Tony D'Urso Show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at newhorizoncoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to me, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach. Here with me today is my special guest, Kim Diddley, and she's going to share with you some information about being a first-time homeowner. This is how you're going to overcome fears about being home ownership. But before I let her speak, I want to share. It was a horror story at the time. But I want to share with you a brief story. My husband and I, when we got married, we moved once every year for the first 5 years of our marriage. Why did we do that? Well, A, we didn't know a lot about the area that we were living in or moving to. Two, we didn't have a clue as to what we wanted in a house, what type of house, style. We didn't know anything about the housing market. And I had studied real estate back in college, but that was for the area where I lived at the time. And so we would move to a place, sign for a year. No, this isn't it. You know, so we made a list. And when we started, we still didn't know. When we actively started trying to find a home, we still didn't know what we didn't know. So that led to hurt feelings, long days riding in a car, having a realtor show us stuff we didn't want, getting rid of that realtor, go to the next realtor, and then we'd stop for a while. And every time we stopped, the time frame got longer and longer for us to pick things back up. So today, lots has changed. We have the internet. We have a number of shows on television about homes, renovated homes, home buying, that type of thing. But the reality is, first and foremost, and this might be a couple of questions together, Kim, how does one go about finding a realtor, first and foremost, and then determining what he or she likes, or if it's a family, what they like, what they need?
Things. We all know somebody who owns a home, previously owned a home. So I would always, you know, kind of check with your sphere of influence, whether it be family or friends, to get a recommendation. Like you said, with the internet and everything going on, you're able to, you know, they give you that recommendation. You're able to go online and kind of look up that person and see what their credentials are. Also, if there's a company, you know, that you like, you know, Better Homes and Gardens, Keller Williams, or whoever, you know, you can always reach out to that company and get someone, realtor in that area, you know, to speak with them. So I think it's very important on both the buyer side and the agent side that they're comfortable with each other, you know. So you want to interview your agent as much as that agent wants to, you know, interview that client and see if it's going to be a good fit. I like to do a buyer consultation to kind of get an idea of, you know, that person, what they're looking for, you know, is it a single person, a family, and kind of, you know, go through what I call a buyer needs analysis to see, you know, what they're looking for, what area, schools, you know, what's important to that family. And then also I want that person to have an opportunity to get to know me, find out what my process is, and ask questions. And at that point we can decide, is this, you know, do we want to work together? And if so, you know, move forward, you know, from there. So definitely you want to, you know, kind of word of mouth, get recommendations from, you know, friends, family, or coworkers.
Okay. Is there, like, should someone come with a list of questions and say, let's say they go to the Better Homes and Garden Realty agent and say, this is what I'm looking for. Can you match me up? Is that permissible?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay.
Go ahead. Now you have.
No, I'm saying that, you know, in our offices, we have office managers for each office. So it's easy to, you know, I've had, you know, been in an office before where people just come in off the street and they're looking for an agent. And, you know, the office manager gets a little information from them and may come and ask the agent, you know, do you have a minute to speak to this person? So, you know, that's very helpful to have that office manager who knows, you know, maybe 50 agents in that office and maybe 200 agents in that office. But I can say that, you know, our office managers really do know, you know, the agent, and they're good too with, you know, recommending someone that may be a good fit.
And that's good to know, because I've moved my daughter several times, and once we had done internet search and some of the places did not look like they did on the internet. And that was really disappointing, since we had like a weekend and we were traveling cross country and had to make a decision because of job, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember not feeling comfortable, but I said, you know, what do I have to lose? Because she was going to be living in a city. Every time we moved that car, we had to pay a parking meter, something I hadn't planned for. And I finally found an all-day lot and said, whatever's in this walking distance, and I found a realty office. I walked in, and everybody kind of turned and stared at me. And I said, this is my plight. My daughter is relocating to the city. We're here only for this weekend. She's got a job. She has to start. And we're trying to find a home. This is what I'm looking for. I did all my internet research months in advance. And they kind of said, well, you know, you're out of the window for the marketing and da-da-da. And this one lady actually came and said, you know, I had to do this for one of my kids. I'm off today and was just visiting. I'm going to help you.
Nice.
So I say that to say, and she didn't even charge me, which was great. And I, you know, I kept her name and number because I told my daughter, I said, you need to refer your friends to this person if they ever have to come to the city. But she spent the rest of the afternoon. We sat down, laid with her, laid out, you know, our budget area and where she had to go to work, what car she was going to drive. And for me, I said to the parent, I don't want her paying the parking on a parking meter. I want her to have parking on site, a driveway. You know, just my concerns as a long distant parent. And I did walk away that weekend, you know, with contract pending, negotiations, yada, yada, yada. So that's good to know that people have that ability to do that, because I wouldn't have known. I thought, okay, I'm just going to go in here, and if they say you have to have an appointment or whatever, you know, because, you know, I was, this was the first time, and she'd moved before and I'd been successful, but it's disappointing. But now we have COVID. So realizing that probably more people are online looking at residences, and, How is that working now? We're in the new normal. What's that real estate world looking like for you and other agents?
Well, luckily for the state of Georgia, real estate, mortgages was always considered essential business. So we've been able to, you know, continue operating. But we have had to change the way we operate. So we've had to go to, you know, virtual meetings, virtual showings. So it's really up to, like, say, if you're selling your house, you know, you've always had the option, you know, if you want to sign in the yard, if you don't want to sign in the yard, you want a lockbox, you don't want a lockbox. And now, you have the option of having in-person or strictly, virtual tours. We've even gone to, virtual open houses. So what you'll find, you'll find more information, in the listings about, COVID-19. So if it's a house that is, owner-occupied, when you come in, some people may want you to wear, like little hoodies, definitely have, a mask. Some may want gloves, but they will have, hand sanitizer there for you, Kleenex and things of that nature right at, the front door. Some even may have, instructions and stuff on how they want, things to happen. So if it's an open house, like I said, you're able to do, maybe a virtual one, but if it's an in-person one, they may only let, two or three families in at a time, making sure that everyone, is keeping that 6-foot distance apart and that everyone has, mask on. And definitely, wow. In between showing you want to wipe down, the doorknobs and things of that nature. And I've even seen some people where they'll having a listing, all the lights will be on, all the doors will be open, so you don't have to keep, touching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, that's a lot of wiping down constantly if people are opening, touching. For me, I'm a touchy-feely, and I've seen people, like when I visit and shop for homes, I want to see what's working. I'll turn on the water. I'll see if there's leaks. I'll touch things, Wow. So that's now virtually, what do you do if someone wants a virtual showing? Do you have to walk around and narrate, or is that already done ahead of time?
A lot of the listings you'll see now, they'll have that already pre-recorded. So you're able to do that virtual tour when you're, going through different listings. And then if you're working with someone, specifically, and they, really like that house, and maybe they are out of state, you can do it live. So it's optional, but I have seen more and more listings where they have that option. It's already, been pre-recorded. You can just click on that button and kind of, tour the house.
Okay. So if I see a pre-recorded virtual tour, but I still have questions, but I'm not comfortable with doing the in-person yet. What's the process for finding out more information?
So most listings will have the listing agent listed. So you're able to call that person and, get more information, or they may be willing to actually do a live, virtual tour with you, where they're going through the house and you're letting them know, what you want to see or what you have questions on.
Oh.
And then if you're, working with, me, and I'm your agent, I'm able to do that, for you also.
Okay. So they also can get to see the outside of the house. Will there be, usually you see 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, 1/2 acre, whatever. Will there be a virtual, scan of the yard to show the yard space, if there's a fence, trees, hills, gully, that kind of thing?
Well, there's no standard virtual tour. Everybody kind of, does them different, but you'll see more and more now where people are hiring. Well, the photographers have drones now. So you'll see where they may do an aerial shot of the house. If it's something where they have, 1, 2, or more acres, then they have that drone, shot where you can see, the whole house on top of the house, what the parameters are around the home. But a lot of, the regular virtual tour, it may just be, just around the home or the front of the home.
You just want to specify. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
What you want to see if you're doing that, if someone's doing an in-person, tour for you.
Mm. Wow. I did not realize that realtors had drones now. I know, for some companies I'll use Zillow, for example. or, you know, they use the Google picture or the drone picture. But the realty agents now use drones to get those shots?
Well, we normally will hire a photographer. So, like, with Metro Brokers, we have a lot of affiliates that we work with. More and more of the realtor photographers have drones.
All right. That's really interesting. Now, you also provide educational seminars. So do you give seminars to potentially first-time home buyers, or is that a post-event, like they've already purchased a home, and then you give them some kind of training or seminar?
Right. Normally, it's prior to them purchasing the home. Well, we'll do, you know, either a first-time home buyer seminar or just, you know, people that haven't purchased in 5, 10, 20 years or whatever. You know, they may need, you know, more information, up-to-date information on, you know, what the process is. So really the programs are open to anybody.
Okay, okay. But how does somebody Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, how does someone go about signing up for those programs?
A lot of it, like if you go online to something like HUD.gov, they'll have a list of programs, you know, different locations where they're hosting the first-time buyer programs. And some of the loans, like if you're doing a down payment assistance program, it may require you to do a first-time home buyer education course.
Okay.
So in that instance, you know, the lender that they're using can provide information on what, you know, where those classes may be held, or if you go to something like, you know, HUD.gov, you'll be able to find, you know, classes in your area. And then a lot of times, like you said, you know, everybody's online, a lot of with social media, you'll see, you know, different classes. You can either look on something like, you know, Eventbrite.com or Evite. People will post, you know, that they're having a home buyer seminar.
Okay. And while we're speaking about online and online presence, how can people in the area, people who are moving to the area, or people who have questions just in general about the real estate market, how can people reach you?
Well, to reach me, you can either email. My email is just my first name, KIM.com. And my last name, Dildy, that's DILDY, at metrobrokers.com. And for my website, it's just going to be kimdildy.metrobrokers.com. And for my direct line, my number is 678-444-3155. And I'm also, you know, on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And for my Facebook, it's just going to be KD Realtor. And Instagram is going to be at KD_Realtor. And then for LinkedIn, it's just K Dildy. And Twitter is Kim, and my middle initial Y, Dildy.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Got another question for you about closing costs. Mm-hmm. What are they? Who should pay them? Or how do you know whether you want to pay them? Or what are the choices? Let's talk closing costs.
Okay. So for closing costs, normally they're going to range anywhere from 3-4% of the sales price. And those costs are going to include attorney fees, because the attorney is most, well, in the state of Georgia, you close at an attorney's office. So you have fees for, you know, filing those documents. The attorney is responsible for, you know, checking the title on the home to make sure that home doesn't have any liens or anything like that on there. They gather the tax information. So say if you are selling your home and you sell your home June 1st, you're responsible for those taxes up until June 1st. And then that buyer is responsible, you know, thereafter. So they have to calculate those type fees, you know, if it's state tax, county tax, things of that nature. And also the realtor commission fees are included in those closing costs also.
Okay.
And as far as who pays closing costs, this is going to depend on the buyer. If they've, you know, kind of saved their money and they have enough for their down payment and their closing costs, they may be okay, you know, with paying those closing costs. Because right now, you know, we're kind of in a seller's market, which means there's going to be, you know, less homes out there for buyers to choose from. So the seller, you know, sometimes they get into maybe more offer situation. So, you know, for the buyer to kind of present themselves, you know, in the best light, they're going to, you know, not want to put so much expense on the seller because they want to win that bid, you know, to buy the home. So they may be willing to pay those closing costs or to split the closing costs with the seller. So if it's a resale property, if I'm representing the buyer and I know, you know, they don't have maybe a lot of funds, then I'm going to negotiate to have that seller pay those closing costs or at least split the closing costs with the buyer. And then if it's a new construction home, a lot of times the builder is going to be willing to pay, you know, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 in closing costs if the buyer uses one of their preferred lenders.
Awesome, awesome. And let's do this. Let's go to a quick break. And when we come back, let's continue the conversation about closing costs and segue into insurance, as well as what's next on the horizon for Kim Diddley. So hold on, everybody. Okay. We'll be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZON Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. And join us for a replay of the show on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned. We took a short break after Kim shared about closing costs. And it seems like the bottom line is find the house you want first. And then, depending on the situation, there's lots of variables that can take place. So closing costs is not always a given. So just work with your agent and negotiate. Did I get that right, Kim?
You sure did. I always say Awesome. Everything in real estate is negotiable.
Yes, everything is negotiable. Which brings to bear, what about in home inspections? Who pays for it and when does it need to take place?
Okay. For home inspections, the buyer pays. And they normally take place once you submit your offer and your offer is accepted by that seller. You have, just based on what your agent negotiates, normally it's like 7 to 10 days, what they call your due diligence period. And during that period is when you want to get your home inspection done and make sure that that house is in, you know, good order. And if it's not, what items need to be fixed? And then that's when your agent is going to negotiate what the seller needs to fix.
Okay. Is it a common practice for the seller to say, you know, I've already done a home inspection. Here it is. You don't need to do one?
No. I always recommend that the buyer get their own, you know, inspector to inspect the property. But, yeah, okay. Very seldom will the seller, have that done, you know, prior to. But it's not, required to be done. I just recommend that it be done, even on new construction.
Even on new construction, good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even, because you don't want the buyer, you know, to get that house and then 3 or 6 months down the road, you know, something happens and you didn't get it inspected.
So, you know, and that brings to bear another question that just came across my mind. Sometimes I had one or two of my friends just recently, pre-COVID, they were purchasing a home, new home buyers, and they had to put down, I'm going to call it earnest money. I don't know if that was what it was or whatever, but they had to put down some money, like a couple hundred dollars or something like that, but they didn't get the house and they lost that money. What's that process, mm-hmm. and what's the purpose of that process?
Right. Well, normally when you're buying a home and you decide, okay, this is a home for me, you put your offer in, your offer's accepted, the seller is going to require you to put some earnest money down or, you know, consider it good faith because they want to make sure you're serious about this house, you really want to buy it before they take it off the market. And normally it's probably like $1,000, the earnest money. So you sign, you know, your contract and everything. And if for whatever reason, during that due diligence period, you could just say, you know what, I don't want the house anymore. Then you're able to get, you know, that earnest money back. But if it's past the due diligence, and it's going to depend on your, you know, what's in that contract as to if the buyer is eligible to get that earnest money back or not. Say that the buyer financing fell through, then they should be eligible to get that earnest money back. But if it's past the due diligence and they say, well, I just don't want the house, I changed my mind, then, you know, there's nothing in the contract that says the seller has to give, you know, the earnest money back. So, again, it's going to, you know, just depend on what's in your contract.
So if you put down this earnest money, but then the buyer gets a better offer, can they take mm-hmm. that better offer and tell you you're out of the picture?
When you say they get a better offer, like they find a home that they like better, you think?
No, the buyer, I'm the buyer, mm-hmm. and I take your earnest uh-huh. money, but then I get approached by someone else, and let's say they have a cash offer. And I want to mm-hmm. take their offer. I do take their offer, leaving you out in the cold. Is that a mm-hmm. legal process? Can that be done? And would you get your earnest money back?
on that event. So you would be the seller, and then somebody else wanted to do a cash offer. But if you're under contract with that buyer, you're not just able to, you know, break that contract. You know.
Oh, yeah, I said that, buyer, you know, instead of seller. Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so if you're past that, yeah, due diligence period, then, you know, some contractual, you know, obligation, you know, to go through, you know, with that sale. So it could be, you know, where the buyer could, you know, legally sue you.
Okay.
Yeah, if you broke that, you know, contract.
Okay. So it is a contract when you do that earnest money. So that is good to know. So Kim, are there any other tips or suggestions you have for any first time home buyers, future or current, who might be listening today?
I would say definitely you want to, you know, choose a real estate agent to help you, you know, throughout that home buying process, because there's a lot of steps. There's a lot of information. You know, things are changing all the time. So you do want to definitely consult, you know, with a real estate agent. And a lot of times the seller is the one that's going to be paying the commission for both the buying agent and the selling agent. So
Okay. You're
kind of getting, you know, a real estate, you know, professional real estate to help you buy that home kind of, you know, free of charge, you can say.
Gotcha.
Definitely, yeah, consult with a realtor.
So, Kim, what's next on the horizon for you?
Next for me, I definitely will be spending some time getting the nonprofit that I'm working with, Touch Me Not, Inc., getting it back into existence, because for a while things had kind of slowed down, especially, you know, with the COVID-19 and things like that. So we're looking at relaunching the nonprofit. We're going to now be in three states, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. So we're definitely looking for board members and volunteers to help get the, you know, organization back up and running, and also getting out there and kind of educating, you know, the community on ways to prevent, you know, sexual abuse.
So this is the focus of the organization. I'm sorry, the focus of the organization is preventing sexual abuse? Is that the focus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
The community on sexual abuse. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. That is wonderful. So can individuals contact you at the contact information you previously provided if they're interested in learning more or helping out with your nonprofit?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yes, great. So everyone, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Kim Diddley speak on the topic of what's it like in our new normal and purchasing a home, especially if you are a first-time homeowner. Next week's guest is going to be a gentleman who is going to be speaking about leading our next generation. And he is an educator with a unique educational style. Not knowing where we will all land with COVID-19 and the different proposals on the table for how we will or won't or what will happen with the education process, he's going to be sharing a little bit of information with us. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to me, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach with New Horizon and Professional Growth Advancement. You know, sometimes the bad times in our life puts us in direct path with the very best time in our life. Visualize your future. It's not impossible, because if you put that apostrophe in between the I and the M, what's the word you get? Or the words you will get, I'm possible. Thank you for listening. You've got 24 hours to do something. Anywhere, everywhere, so make an impact. Have a great one. Talk next week, everybody.
thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.